Jesus, you gave us such beautiful guidance when teaching us how to approach you, how to pray, and how to worship you. Teaching us to say, "Our Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done." And we come to you together as a congregation, as a family, to declare, "Our Father." How beautiful it is that we can gather together, that this faith that we have isn't just an individual one, but it's a corporate one that functions in a community. We thank you for this chance that we have to gather here this morning. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. Lord, all we need is you. So give us you, Lord. May you increase and we decrease as we worship you, as we lift you up. Remind us that your grace is sufficient. You are all we need. And forgive us, Lord, for being so distracted, for forgetting you, for being so prideful that we think we can do it ourselves. And teach us how to forgive others. And this grace that we freely receive, Lord, we freely give. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Lord, because yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory. Everything in this world is yours. Let's sing Our Father. Your will be done the same.
Thank you.
cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forever. Thank you. foundation on which we build our lives on, the cornerstone. And we praise you for what you did, for who you are. Lord, and we lay down our lives and pick up our crosses and we follow you. So teach us what it is to be more like you, to imitate you. Give us the courage, the patience, the love, the wisdom, the integrity that you had and you have. So Spirit, continue to work in us. Mold us, and one day we will rise, glorified and resurrected with you. But Lord, until that day, we declare that it is good and that you are our Lord. And we seek to carry your news and your gospel to the ends of the earth. We thank you. Before we start singing, let's just spend a bit of time on our own, just as individuals. Let's just turn our gaze to Jesus. Jesus Christ, Messiah, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Our High Priest, our Counselor, our Comforter. Lord, there is nothing that we can go through that you don't understand. Forgive us, Lord, for being distracted by the demands of this world, the worries and the fears. Lord, we're reminded today that you live inside us. You are the hope of glory, and you are enough. And Lord, we don't declare that in our lives enough, that you are enough. Whilst we're still called to live in this world and to deal with the affairs of this world, Lord, we forget that you are enough and that we take heart, for you have overcome the world. So as we move into a time of song, just accept our praises. As we declare that you are enough, increase our faith. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Help us make you the center of everything, as you are enough.
Thank you.
Jesus, no turning back, 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 no turning back. The Apostle Paul, as he prayed and pleaded with the Lord to remove the suffering that he had, he got a response that was, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness." And as we come in that same spirit, as we worship and praise, despite the challenges that we have in our lives, we live in that hope and that joy and peace of knowing that His grace is sufficient for us. And it is that amazing grace that allows us to live. It's that grace that allows us to move forward without being held on to by the things of the past or the burdens of the present. Because we look to the future, we have a hope. Christ, the hope of glory. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that tore my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath borne me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me, His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. When this flesh and heart and hearts shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within to shine. but God who called me here below will be forever mine. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's grace than when we first began. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. Stars they rode, the morning sun was dead, the Savior of the world was fallen, his body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him.
Christ the Almighty, forgiven, redeemed, restored by your grace, commissioned, challenged, restored, sent out to to proclaim your gospel. Let us walk with you from now till eternity. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of our Heavenly Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Please have a seat. And remember, at 12 o'clock, if you're hoping to join the picnic, you can go downstairs and we can find out more to make sure, see whether it's still going on. We can't tell if it's raining. And again, if you're interested in the Spiritual Leadership Workshop, that's at 7:30 p.m. tonight at BCC Central, our old building. So see you guys then. See you guys next week.